The National Selection Panel have named the following 12-man squad for the third and final Commonwealth Bank day-night test against South Africa starting on Thursday. The squad is Steve Smith, David Warner, Jackson Bird, Peter Hanscom, Josh Hazlewood, Usman Khawaja, Nick Maddison, Nathan Lyon, Matt Renshaw, Chad Sayers, Mitchell Stark and Matthew Wade.
Six changes, four potential debutants, and one of the biggest shake-ups between test matches that Australian cricket has seen. Good afternoon, everyone, and it is a remarkable afternoon, and we're going to dissect it all in just a moment with so many changes to the Australian cricket team as we head now to our 6BR cricket expert in Tom Moody. Tommy, thank you very much for your time, and what a brutal shake-up we've seen today.
Certainly have. Look, something that was expected. There's no doubt about that. The Australian selectors had the license to really reshape things, not just for the next test, but really for, you know, just the look of the side going forward.
So we see the changes that are made. Those out, we'll start with, first of all, dropped is Joe Burns, Callum Ferguson, Adam Voges, who was probably on the precipice anyway but did cop that concussion in the Shield game, Peter Neville and Joe Menny. Into the side come Matt Renshaw, Nick Maddison, South Australian paceman Chad Sayers and Victorian batsman Peter Hanscom. We'll go through the inclusions in just a sec, Tom, and I'll get your thoughts on those. But those going out of the side, first of all, Joe Burns, obviously, in for one game and unfortunately failed, so he's straight out the boat.
Yeah, look, he could probably consider himself, you know, unlucky, but at the end of the day, Joe Burns had the opportunity to make it difficult for the selectors by scoring runs in the Shield game they've just completed. He failed to do so. He didn't even get into double figures in either first or second innings. And that would have been, in my view, his only chance to really, you know, save himself. So really after his poor showing in Hobart, plus that Shield game, that round they've just completed, you know, I think the selectors realised that maybe there's a few things that Joe Burns needs to work on that a lot of commentators have been talking about, and that is his vulnerability with his technique. He just looks like he can get beaten on both the inside and the outside of the edge of his bat. So that's a real concern for him.
Callum Ferguson, obviously a couple of low scores in the test match and then really failed in the Shield game as well. It's interesting to see just how much weight has been put on this round of Shield fixtures and how interesting it has been knowing that there were so many places up for grabs.
Yeah, look, I think the weight was more about players like Burns and Ferguson making it difficult for the selectors by scoring hundreds, as simple as that. And I think that they felt that, you know, Ferguson has been one of the form players over the last 2 to 3 years in Shield cricket. He's averaged, I think, over 50 in the last 2 to 3 years in Shield cricket and has been one of the standout players. But, you know, a lot of people raised eyebrows when he was selected at the age of 32. That was a backward step. And this new panel with a new philosophy, with the blessing of the, you know, the cricket board, the Australian cricket board management, have felt that, yeah, look, that's not the direction we need to go. We need to go in the direction of youth and, you know, pick out the form players that are young in Shield cricket.
Adam Voges, with a nasty concussion in the Shield game, was ruled out of playing in the next test match. Do you think that the decision on his future probably would have been made anyway?
Yeah, look, I would have been very surprised. As much as, you know, I'm, you know, a fan of Adam and what he's achieved over recent times, it's been quite phenomenal and a credit to him. But I think at the end of the day, I think if they were thinking the way they were thinking with Callum Ferguson, with age and look, with an eye to the future, Adam's clearly, you know, his international future is pretty limited given his age and the stage of his career.
The other two, Peter Neville and Joe Menny, we'll talk about a bit more in just a second. But let's look at the inclusions for this test match. I will admit I don't know a lot about Matt Renshaw. What can you tell me?
Yeah, Matt Renshaw's he's a young kid. He's only 20 years old. Left hand, tallish left hand batsman. from Queensland, originally from England, Middlesbrough in England, so north of England, came over when he was, I think, about 11 or 12 years of age, but, you know, so he's just as much as an Aussie as an Englishman. Yeah, look, he's a pretty resilient type player. He's one of these guys that's prepared to occupy the crease. Tallish, as I mentioned. It's going to be a big ask for him because he's only, you know, really two seasons old in first-class cricket. He's got a couple of hundreds to his name. To me, he, you know, has been thrusting his name, you know, in front of the selectors over recent times purely just because he's formed for Queensland, also Australia A in the off-season.
Yeah, 108 and 50 in the Shield game against South Australia over the last couple of days. But, yeah, only 20 years of age, the youngest player picked since Phil Hughes. And, you know, it's going to be a big responsibility for him coming in to open. The next one is Nick Maddison, who's probably been on the radar for quite some time and now gets an opportunity.
He has been on the radar. A lot of people have talked about, you know, his talent. The one thing that concerns me is when someone keeps going on about someone's a talented player, when do you stop talking about someone being talented is when someone is consistent. And then you talk about them as being good players or great players or, you know, if they ever get to that stage, you know, legends. And Nick Maddison's a player that has been talked about for a number of years now, two or three years, as a really talented player. So he's still in that bracket of being talented, so that tells me he hasn't been as consistent as he should have been of recent times, he's probably the one surprise for me that's been given a nod out of the younger guys coming through, purely on the back of that, you know, I'd much rather see more consistent performances from him before he gets thrown a baggy grin.
Scored a century and a duck in the game against Western Australia and then 6 and 33 in the game that's just finished up against Victoria. That, of course, is Nick Maddison. Chad Sayers gets an opportunity into the squad, obviously between he and Jackson Bird, as to who will take up that third pace spot.
Yeah, look, Chad Sayers, you can't ignore the volume of wickets he's taking. You know, a lot of people question his pace, whether he's going to be quick enough for international cricket. You know, certainly Vernon Philander proves that you don't have to be expressed to take wickets in Test cricket. You just need to be consistent and swing the ball, which he does very, very well. So Chad Sayers, I think there's an interesting, he's an interesting selection because I think given it's in Adelaide, given it's a day-night Test match, I think that went very much in his favour because he's bowled well in Adelaide of recent times in Shield cricket, and he obviously is a master of the swinging ball. So I think they felt that all the stars were aligned with this third Test match being in Adelaide and having him in the squad.
And obviously Jackson Bird's improved his batting enough to be able to include in the squad this time after being questioned over that by Rod Marshall, of course, is no longer there in that position. The interesting one, Peter Hanscom, obviously his great form over the weekend has forced the hand, really, of the selectors for him to get in there. Matthew Wade included as well. Now, Hanscom can keep, can't he? So they've decided to go with Wade over Neville and just include Hanscom as a batsman.
Yeah, but Hanscom's more of a part-time keeper, not full-time keeper. Yes, he can keep, but you'd probably rather see him only behind the stumps in white ball cricket against Test cricket. Wade, to me, tells me the selectors just want more depth in their batting. He's a more equipped batsman than what Neville is. He's got two Test hundreds. I personally feel that probably Neville can consider himself unlucky because I thought that he showed some, you know, showed some guts and some good technique here at the Wacker when he got a half century. And I just have a huge price on someone that is absolutely capable behind the stump, standing back or standing up to spin. And to me, Neville is clearly our best spinner in the country. So I feel a bit sorry for Neville that he's been overlooked, but I understand the logic behind picking Wade, and I think a lot of people predicted that would be the case.
And Nathan Lyon holds his spot. Steve O'Keefe and Ashton Agar both picking up some injuries in the Shield as well, but you'd expect they probably would have backed in Nathan Lyon anyway. The squad overall, Tom, how do you see it? Do you think these are good changes to have made heading into this final test against South Africa?
Yeah, look, I like the fact that we have had change. I think it's been an important time in Australian cricket, and I think it's an important time to take advantage of, you know, what has been a pretty hectic week in Australian cricket. You don't tend to get moments in sport where you can make significant change and have the support of the media and the public behind that change. You know, rarely do you get that opportunity to really, you know, sweep the decks clear and come out with a completely different philosophy. Because I think a lot of people now will view this third test as an exciting opportunity to watch some emerging talent, to see how they go. It's not like we have seen, you know, some of our former greats retire or be pushed aside for these young players. It's been a mixed match of players that have come and gone out of the Australian team of recent times. None of them have really grabbed it with both hands and had a significant impact. So I think people are ready for some fresh faces and a different type of energy around the Australian cricket team.
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly this change has all occurred, really, over the last 4 or 5 months from where the Aussie team was, I guess, this time last year. Just before I let you go, is there anyone that you would have liked to have seen included in this squad?
Yeah, look, the one guy that I thought was probably a bit unlucky was Curtis Patterson. I just like the look of what he can offer as a package, really, as a young cricketer. He's a left-hand bat from New South Wales. You know, got 100 on debut in his Shield debut a couple of years ago. To me, he just looks, you know, the package. And I thought that probably, you know, it was between him and Nick Maddison. Maddison obviously got the nod ahead of him, probably because he's been around longer and has experienced more. But he's probably the one that I thought that may have considered himself a little bit unlucky. And it's interesting, you know, if we look locally, Bancroft is one that, you know, will be kicking himself not to be in form at the right time. You know, he was very much the flavour of the month 12 months ago when it come to, you know, the possibility of international selection. But his form just hasn't been anywhere near good enough to warrant his consideration. And, you know, Whiteman's the other one that, you know, he's probably left his run a little bit late. If he started the Shield season off with the form that he's just shown against Tasmania at the Wacker with a half century and backed up with 100, if that came earlier in the summer, probably Wade wouldn't have been considered. He would have been the man with the gloves.
Yeah, it's amazing how many. Well, we've gone from having so many WA players in the Australian lineup to none in the squad for the test coming up. Tom, as always, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
Tom Moody there, of course, a former Australian cricketer and a WA great and a member of our 6PR cricket team, of course.